Welcome back, one and all, and children of the revolution. Specifically, this is Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr. here on Ace of Spades, PDX via Blueberry Podcasting, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, RSS feed, Spotify. Download your Android device or however you're finding us. Welcome back to our third show for Rocktober. Woohoo! All right, and today we are looking at The Runaways. And believe me, children, you were not ready for this. The Runaways were an American rock band that formed in 1975 in Los Angeles, California, comprised of all teenage women. The band released four studio albums, an album of leftovers, and one live set from the years 1976 through 1980, three of those in 1977 alone. Though basically a cult favorite in the United States, they were much more popular in Europe and huge stars in Japan. And yes, they really were just teenagers, and yes, they really did write and perform the bulk of the material on their albums. The members of the group were all part of the youth subculture in the mid-1970s Hollywood and suburban teen scene. DJ Ronnie Bingenheimer owned a popular youth club, the English Disco on Sunset Boulevard, that was instrumental in bringing punk and new wave bands from England for their first visit to the U.S. 15-year-old guitarist Joan Jett would meet Kim Fowley at this club. Fowley had several near brushes over the years with pop fame of varying degrees and was always looking for the next hot new trend that would make him rich. Much like the Yardbirds before them, the band became well known for what happened to the guitarist after the band called it a day. Lita Ford's popularity peaked with a platinum album and a top 10 single in the late 1980s and is reported to be working on new music. Joan Jett started a new band and a record label, which, incidentally, also made her the very first female president of a U.S. record label. She maintained a very successful solo career and is now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Among the others, Jackie Fox went to UCLA, graduated with a degree in linguistics, and has been a well-received writer. She left the band after revealing that the manager, Kim Fowley, had publicly raped her, and she refused to allow her name to be used in the big-screen biopic about the band in 2010. Vicky Blue has kept herself busy as a television and feature film producer, and even appeared in the comedy classic This Is Spinal Tap as the character Cindy. Drummer Sandy West formed a new band and continued to do session work, never being able to replicate the modest success the Runaways had. She died from cancer in 2006. Cherie Currie continued to record new music and tour, some of it with her sister, Marie. After this, she was, for a time, married to actor Robert Hayes and has worked as a youth drug counselor and as a fitness coach. Lori McAllister eventually retired from the music industry in the 1980s and eventually found her true calling as a veterinary technician right here in Oregon. She left us in 2011 after a severe asthma attack. Though not the first all-female rock and roll group signed to a major label, Fanny, Goldie, the Gingerbreads, and the Pleasure Seekers came before them, they were part of a wave of female musicians in the mid-1970s who were no longer content to allow men to control their own destinies. They forged not just a new identity for women rockers, but finally proved once and for all that you didn't need testicles to blow the roof off an arena. And we're going to be kicking off our show here. When I remember when I first got the album, it was her third. It was called Waiting for the Night from 1977. I thought it was a Chuck Berry cover because Joan Jett unapologetically has been a huge Chuck Berry fan. And why not? I mean, the man basically invented guitar-based rock. This is School Days with the lady Jett on lead vocal here. This is shortly after Cherie Currie left the band and the group came a four-piece briefly. And we will see you in just about 30 minutes.
Yeah. Tokyo. Good evening. Please welcome from Hollywood, California, the Queens of Noise, the Runaways.
I'm
And welcome back, one and all, and children of the revolution. This is Daddy Ben Bear here on Ace of Spades PDX, the audio anthology and educational show here for you for a third show for Rocktober. Woohoo! And let's recap what we've heard on our wonderful, absolutely just fun and fantastic show about the Runaways. Yes, weren't they something? Yes, they were. Let's recap what we've heard in the first part of our show, shall we? Kicking it all off with School Days from 1977's Waiting for the Night. And from their Live in Japan album, also from 77. And you've got to remember, this didn't see a U.S. release until 2004. It was released, however, in Japan, Canada, and France in 77. And that was The Queens of Noise live there. After that was a song recorded in 1976, but not released until 1980 on the album, get this, Flaming Schoolgirls. God. And that was Don't Abuse Me. After that, was Little Lost Girls from 1978, and now The Runaways, which was released in the United Kingdom in that year, and 1979 Japan, and didn't really see a U.S. release, I should say, until 1981 as a picture disc, which I used to own on the album Little Lost Girls. Following that, also from the same recording, and by the way, that was available on Rhino. I don't know if they've reissued on vinyl. They should. It was a great, great record. Was called Black Leather, and of course, one of their best-known singles from their debut album from 1976, The Runaways, that was Cherry Bomb, and from their second album, their bestseller in the United States, believe it or not, the album was called Queens of Noise, and that was I Love Playing with Fire. And we're going to be kicking off. You tell I record these things, it won't take my God, isn't it obvious? From the album Waiting for the Night Again. Again with Joan on lead vocal and an absolutely wicked guitar lick there from the one and only, the lovely Lita Ford. From 1977's Waiting for the Night, this is Wasted, and we will catch you just before the grand finale.
Skin sleeping.
And welcome back, Children of the Revolution, to what you're now listening to, the audio educational and anthology series here on Ace of Spades PDX. I'm your host, Daddy Ben Bear, Ben Brown Jr., and welcome to our third show for Rocktober. Woohoo! And, oh my God, that's so ridiculous, old man, right? I gotta share a little quick story. So, you know, I went to go see the Runaways movie, right? And, you know, most of the people who were in the audience were like these teenage girls who were there to see, you know, the two principals who played Cherie Currie and Joan Jett were also in the Twilight movies. So every time, like, some truly awesome rock thing would come on that they just didn't know about or didn't understand, I'm jumping out of my seat like, tell her, baby, woohoo! And I'm singing along to the songs, and you could just see them. I saw them looking back at me like, what is wrong with that crazy old man? It's rock and roll, kids. Rock and roll. Anyway, recap what we've heard in the second part of our show, shall we? And, yeah, it's been, oh God, this is always the craziest part for me because I love it and it's just, it saddens me all at the same time. Started all off with Wasted from 1977's Waiting for the Night, at first without Cherie Currie. Following that were two live tracks from their Live in Japan album from 1977, Getting Hot and I Want to Be Where the Boys Are. Yes, ladies. I dig it. All right. And after that was also from Waiting for the Night, Fantasies, a fantastic little track there. And two tracks from their second album, California Paradise and Neon Angels on the Road to Ruin. That was the story of my life, wasn't it? Anyway, this is this last track is from their debut album. It was the last track on the album as well. And it's kind of this tragicomic little fable, and it really goes through different parts. You know, it's just, there's something about it that's just crazy and fun and absolutely just over the top. And kids, Children of the Revolution, that's what rock and roll is supposed to be about. It's the reason I picked this band to help represent our inaugural, now, you know, this series, inaugural show, podcast series for Rocktober, because goddammit, really, that really is what it's all about. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Please drop us a line here on the podcast page or at daddybenbear, one word, at gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. Happy Rocktober. And next week, just recently announced, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees, Soundgarden. And love to you all. This is Dead and Justice.